Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Ayin Tes, Baba Metzia 79b, pagination is 158. Starting from the fourth line, a discussion of boss-worker type relationships when something changed. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Hasocher es hasfina, a person hires a ship. So there's the boss, he has the merchandise, and he's hiring a worker, he's hiring a ship owner in order to transport his goods. Uparka lo b'chatzi ha-derech, and he does some sort of unloading halfway into the trip. Nosen lo secharo shel chatzi ha-derech. He gives the wage of half of the trip. Ve'ein lo alav ela tarumus. And he only has complaints. The owner of the ship has complaints that the person didn't follow through on the entire deal. Hechidami, what's the case? The Gemara asks to dissect this ruling. Ileima deka mishkach la'agora. If the owner of the ship has other work to do, because he unloads this person's stuff and is able to take someone else's stuff. Amayis leitarumis, what does he have complaints about? He's getting a full day's work or days of work. Ve'id lo kamishkech la'agora, and if he cannot find anyone to hire him, kulei agra bo'i shalume, then the first person who locked in for a certain contract is going to be responsible to carry through on the contract and pay the entire fee. Why is he getting off b'chatzi ha-derech, half point, if there wasn't somebody to take his place? And the Gemara answers, la'olam deka mishkach la'agora. Indeed, he does find someone to hire him out. Ela amai isle tarumis. So you're wondering, so what's his complaint about? Mishum rifsasa de sefinta. Because of the loss that exists to the ship, because there's a lot of wear and tear by taking things off and bringing things back on. And the Gemara is maintaining that that is a tangible loss that is actionable on a financial level. Keep in mind, Rashi on Ayin Vav Amud Beis told us that there's a concept of tarumas whenever a person backs out of a deal, even if it's replaceable, but the person has to work hard to replace it, and therefore he has a complaint, but not a financial claim. Over here, the Gemara continued and said that the wear and tear should be a financial claim. In every boarding, in every rental, they build in not just the time that the item is being used, but also its wear and tear. How long, amortized over the life of the product, how long will the item last based on its use? The Gemara says, if indeed there's wear and tear, then that wear and tear has to be paid by the person who backed out of the deal, even though he's making good on it, but schlepping these big packages back and forth has financial ramifications. Ela mai parka. So what indeed does the word parka mean? In other words, what happened halfway on the trip? And the Gemara says, Deparka letoane bigave. So Rashi learns that this means that he added to the load on the ship. They passed by on the ship a different city that had another stock room of his, and he pulled right in, and he added to the load. The assumption is that haschal lefi cheshbon hamasos, he is indeed going to pay more because of what he did, but he changed the terms, or not so much the terms, maybe that's not a good wording, but he changed the understanding. The terms he indeed kept. If I put more on, I'm going to have to pay more. But he's changing the understanding. The person had an understanding that he was going to be able to get back at a certain time. And by adding this load, he's going to get delayed. Now, we have to wonder exactly what it is that's getting delayed and what kind of loss is he taking. Is it simply an understanding that he thought he would get back home? He thought he was going to get supper at home. Did he promise his wife that he would be home for supper? And now you're delaying him. did he have some other appointment that he lost out on? But we're trying to peg the case as one that there are no financial ramifications, but there is tarumas, complaints. What kind of complaints are there? Elamai tarumas, what are the complaints? So the Gemara says, Mishum shinui daita, there's a change of understandings. And Rashi learns that that's the worker's understanding that he was going to get home at a certain time, and you just changed it on him. Not that there's financial liability. He told you he would give you a day's work, and if you give him more packages, then if it's based on packages, he's going to get paid more. Whatever the deal is, you're making good financially. But there's a change in understanding. Inami la'ashla yaseira, or because the load is heavier, he has to have more ropes or heavier ropes. And Rashi says those are ropes that he did not bring with him. And now, because of the change of situation, he's going to have to buy them. Now, Tosfos objects to Rashi's understanding of this Gemara that the person added packages, and he's going to pay for them, but he's causing the person to be delayed. Says Tosfos in Dibra Maschal de Parkei, on the sixth line, Ma mafsid, why is that called a loss of any type that he should have complaints? The kol shekin tov lo shamaviach yoser, person should be very happy because he's earning more money. And indeed, in Halacha, Simen Shin Yud Aleph Se'iv Vav, Rashi's perspective of simply changing the understanding and causing it to be delayed is not brought in Halacha. The Pischei Choshen in Perek Beis of Schirus, footnote Chaf Ches, wonders about this Rashi. And why isn't it brought lahalacha? Perhaps it would depend on the society and the culture. We have today a tremendous movement that pushes the agenda that life is not money, and life is life. And if a person did have an appointment, if he did have an understanding that he was going to be home at a certain time, then even though you're not in financial violation and he will accommodate you and you put on more packages and you pay him more, but it could be that he does have tarumas. It could be that he does have complaints in a culture that understands that. And perhaps Tosfos would also agree if the situation was such. But in a typical case, a guy is looking for a full day's work. And if you give him more work, and he's going anyway, and he's just being delayed slightly, the payment should more than compensate, and he should be very happy, and there would be no tarumas, no complaints. In any case, once we sort that out on a different occasion, Tosfos does bring a different understanding of this Gemara. And Tosfos says that the shinui daita that occurred here is not that he put more things on, which he's going to pay for, like Rashi says, and the problem was that he got delayed. But rather, the shinoi daito is that he unloaded the merchandise in a virtual way on a different owner. He sold the merchandise in place without unloading it from the ship, because you'll remember the Gemara objected, if you unloaded it from the ship, there's wear and tear, and he should have to pay. So we're not going there that it was actually moved, but he simply sold it, and now there's a new owner. And the objection here is that the worker, the owner of the ship, readied himself to deal with this owner of the merchandise, and now he's going to have to work harder, emotionally and fact-finding, to find out the quirks of the new owner and deal with him. And he was hoping, justifiably so, that his entire trip was going to be with this owner, and he got to know him, and he made accommodations for whatever the first owner needed. Now he's going to have to put up with a new owner. That's a case of tarumus. That's shinui daita. You're changing the understanding, meaning the person I'm going to have to deal with and be understanding of. You're changing that on me. So we have tremendous opportunity here to delve into the boss-worker relationship and different things that could strain it. Rashi is pointing out that if you change the work in terms of the time it's going to take, the worker already has plans, he has ideas, he has methodology, and if you change it on him, Rashi says that itself could be gauged as a tarumas, a complaint. And indeed, when a boss comes to a worker to change his work description, it makes sense not to be bossy about it, but to be understanding, because the worker, even though he's engaged to work for you, but he also has his situation. And he had his understanding coming into work that morning, what he was going to have to do. When you change it, you have to appreciate that strain on the relationship. The other concept is that when you change bosses, even though you're doing the same work, but a change of management is also a strain, the different quirks and understandings that exist, that a person accommodates. It's not a financial issue, they're getting paid, but you change a boss on me, there's a tarumas, there's a complaint, there's a newfound strain that has to be dealt with. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.